Amazon's information about what we are buying is turning into a really good ad business. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. You know how there's this sense that if Amazon gets into your line of work, you're in trouble? Well, hello, digital advertising. Amazon has been slowly building up its ad business, letting brands target ads to people on Amazon.com and its other sites, like the live streaming platform Twitch, IMDb, which it owns, and Zappos, and then, of course, all across the web. And its pitch is simple. Amazon is telling advertisers that the best predictor of what you, the consumer, are going to buy is the stuff you've already bought. A report out today from research firm eMarketer says Amazon has been a distant third in digital ads behind Facebook and Google, and is starting to look like a dangerous third. Monica Peart is senior forecasting director for eMarketer.
So over the next year, we expect that Amazon will cross over the $15 billion mark, meaning that it's definitely gaining share on the top two ad selling platforms, both Google and Facebook, and gaining over 10% share in the market, which will be quite a feat when we think about not even being 5 or 6% in the past couple of years.
And then tell me about the data advantage or the data play that Amazon has. I mean, it seems like it's taken people a long time to realize the potential power of Amazon, including maybe Amazon from a business perspective, the power of Amazon knowing what you buy.
Exactly. And that's really the true differentiator when we think of Amazon and its competitors, really. Google certainly knows what we've searched for, and Facebook definitely knows what we've liked, who we're connected to, but Amazon will know what we bought. And for advertisers that are selling products, that's really helpful to know.
So this, of course, does rely on any e-commerce ad business relies on your data. Amazon has a lot of trust right now with a lot of consumers at a time when people are getting more mistrustful of the advertising ecosystem and how much information it gathers. Is that a concern for Amazon at all, that consumers might say, I didn't know you were going to use my information this way?
Right. Essentially, it comes down to ease of use and whether the customer is getting what they've asked the platform for. And so, such as it is with, other platforms, Google, as long as you're returning the search results that you're looking for, consumers can be quite forgiving about sharing information. So that's an opportunity, of course, for Amazon, but it is something that consumers will start to think more and more about. The question becomes whether advertisers see that as a risk.
That's Monica Peart, Senior Forecasting Director for eMarketer. And she says this realization that real-time information about what people are buying might lead to successful ads, who'da thunk, right? Is also pushing other e-commerce companies, such as Walmart, to build ad businesses too. And now for some related links. As it happens, Bloomberg had a good story over the weekend about Walmart and its ad ambitions. You can find that on our website, marketplacetech.org. One thing it says is that Walmart actually has more U.S. customers than Facebook, Google, or Amazon combined, but just hasn't figured out how to take all that good information about what people like to buy and turn it into money. But Amazon's rapid growth in terms of advertising is certainly offering a new model. In fact, the story notes that Target, grocery chains like Kroger, and other brick and mortar stores are starting to make the same pitch to advertisers about how useful their data is for selling ads that get people to actually click and buy. It's a super interesting development because it tells you that the race for who's going to win the internet era is definitely not over, even though it feels like Facebook and Google have a lock on the whole thing sometimes. I mean, advertisers are a mercenary bunch. They're looking for something called conversion rates. That is the thing where we actually click and buy instead of just ignoring ads. And if they start getting better conversion by buying ad space from Walmart or Target or Sears or Domino's Pizza, Then all of a sudden, Facebook and Google don't make so much money after all, and they're not so invincible. Of course, Amazon could just end up being the most invincible of all, but either way, the story is not yet written, and it's possible that a new chapter is just starting. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Patrick in Santa Cruz, California, wrote to us to say Marketplace is an essential element in his life and that we're helping make him smarter through high-quality, thought-provoking, and informative journalism. To join Patrick in supporting what we do, please donate online today at marketplace.org. Thanks to Patrick and all the Marketplace investors who make our work possible.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.